Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, you're listening to Recode Daily. I'm Peter Kafka. The election is less than 2 weeks away, which means we're starting to see more TV ads like this one.
You know what real leadership looks like? For Joe Biden, it means listening to experts, not shooting from the hip. Joe Biden's the leader we need. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Recode Teddy Schleifer is with me to help explain the story behind this ad and others like it. Hey, Teddy.
Hey.
We're going to talk about some campaign jargon, so I wanted to sort of set listeners up before we even dive into that. Can you explain very briefly what a PAC is and what a super PAC is? Because we're going to talk about it a lot in this show.
So a super PAC is a committee that spends tons of money on behalf of political candidates. And they basically have defined the big money era of presidential politics. These are these groups that run scary ads and raise big money from donors with limited disclosures.
There are limits to the amount of money that you or I or anyone else can give a particular candidate, but we can give unlimited amounts of money to these super PACs, and they in turn can spend unlimited amounts of money. And so you have this enormous amount of spending that's mostly now unchecked. And today we're going to talk about a Democratic super PAC called Future Forward. What is Future Forward and why should we care about them?
So Future Forward is the principal group that has been taking Silicon Valley money this cycle. They're airing about $100 million worth of ads in the final month of the campaign, and they're backed by big Silicon Valley donors like Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt. They are a group that has stayed totally under the radar for almost the entire campaign, but now in this last month, they're coming out of nowhere with big ad buys.
What is the point of being an under-the-radar super PAC, and what's a not-under-the-radar super PAC? I follow this reasonably closely. I'm not sure I could identify many super PACs. Why would a regular person care whether a super PAC is under the radar or above the radar?
So the idea of this group is to move money late in the cycle. This is some of a group that had spent basically $0 up until late September. And part of the idea is that super PACs are competitive. You know, if one group spends a certain amount of money in a certain state, the other group will match it. And it kind of creates this tit for tat that reduces the effectiveness of political spending in the first place. Future Forward spent a lot of 2020 sort of refining their approach, testing what works, what doesn't work, all without filing these public disclosures that attract attention and attract competition. So then at the end of the campaign, they can drop this $100 million ad buy, and it kind of comes out of nowhere.
Just a technical question. You know, these super PACs have names like Future Forward, which doesn't really mean anything. And if you're a regular person, you've got no idea sort of where that money comes from. How are you able to figure out who's putting money into a particular super PAC?
There are disclosures monthly that list out who donates to what.
So it's pretty clear. If you want to find out, you can. But if you're a regular consumer and you see an ad and it says, this ad is brought to you by Future Forward, you've got no idea where that money comes from.
Right. Obviously, the average person is not looking this up.
Got it. And so in addition to being a super PAC that's funded by tech billionaires, is there something unique about what they're doing beyond the fact that they're buying TV ads late in the game?
Silicon Valley donors have done something unique this cycle. Rather than just funding kind of big traditional television and the field programs and super PACs that tons of donors on Wall Street fund, Silicon Valley types want to bring their technical know-how, their data-driven approach to their political investments as well. And Future Forward, you know, they're not always admitting exactly all the secret sauce that they're cooking up over there, but they claim that they basically have been able to test their ads in a way with field experiments that traditional television ad makers do not. So what that means is they claim that they know something about the effectiveness of their ads before they air, which is obviously, you know, everyone would love to do that. And I think it reflects how Silicon Valley-backed groups oftentimes have to appeal to Silicon Valley donors with kind of techie, mathy pitches.
I do want to ask you a devil's advocate question, because in the little bit of reporting I've done on sleeper PACs, and certainly when I read about it, they'll all tell you they've tested their ads. That's an old idea, right? And everyone's going to tell you their ads are more effective than somebody else's. Do we have any evidence that Future Forward is literally doing something better or different than its competition?
Well, I don't think most super PACs would say that they actually do field experiments. Essentially, what that means is that they are actually airing some of these ads. You know, the group has made about 100 ads already, and only 10 of them have actually spent big money on them on television. But oftentimes, the way the ads are tested is, you know, it's like a survey participant. They sign up, they watch a video. What do you think? Do you like it? Yes or no, blah, blah, blah. Future Forward has been actually airing these ads with a field experiment, you know, real people, real ads reacting, and, you know, using, you know, randomized controlled trials, which are sort of the gold standard of the ways you know in which something actually works. So, I mean, to be clear, there are some TV veterans who make that exact point that you make, that like, yeah, the Silicon Valley people think they have something special. But I do think that the approach that Future Forward is using is something that traditional big money groups do not.
And to be clear, we're talking about TV ads. And the reason I'm underlining that is because Dustin Moskovitz is a billionaire because of Facebook. And Silicon Valley is obviously a digital experience. It's a future forward setting, no pun intended. Why spend all that money on TV if TV, as we say over and over, is not the future? It's sort of an old medium. Why are we paying attention to TV spending?
So Dustin Moskovitz is someone who has sort of this brainy, data-driven approach with how he gives his money away, in a way that I think has actually inspired a lot of other Silicon Valley donors to think about how they give their money away. And his basic theory of money is that you should give it away to have the greatest possible good for the greatest number of people. Sort of utilitarian, do the unsexy stuff that works. And the academic literature that late television ads work is actually pretty strong. Although I know it's not, you know, innovative for some people, and it's sort of boring, right? Like, of course, you fund TV ads. But Moskovitz has basically decided that he will follow the literature wherever it goes. And if the, you know, they say that you get 0.63 votes by funding another dollar of television ads in Milwaukee, but you get 0.64 votes by doing it in Miami, he'll do it in Miami. And that's sort of a data-driven approach that he has pioneered in his philanthropy that he's now trying to bring as a political mega donor as well.
One super PAC listeners may have heard of is the Lincoln Project. I've written about them. Other folks have written a lot about them. These are former Republicans who are now never Trumpers, and they're trying to use their political background and techniques to oust him. Can we compare how their ads work compared to Future Forward?
The Lincoln Project takes a very different approach than groups like Future Forward.
Meet Jason Miller. This is a man who has admitted hiring prostitutes for years, who had to step down from a job after he was accused of drugging a stripper with an abortion pill. So who would still hire a guy like Jason Miller, especially as an advisor? Oh, Donald Trump.
The Lincoln Project is not subtle. Let's just put it that way. They hit Trump on the head on the issues where anti-Trump voters hate him. Future Forward thinks there needs to be more pro-Biden messaging, more subtle contrasts. And that's what their data shows. And, you know, maybe it doesn't get shared on Twitter as much, but they believe it's more effective.
Teddy, let's play a clip of a Future Forward ad. This one's called Experts Straight Talk.
This is real. That's the first thing. No pussyfooting around.
We are not going to stamp this out unless we have a change of leadership.
Joe Biden has a plan.
He actually has a plan.
He listens to medical experts.
These are actual doctors. These are actual experts talking about Joe Biden.
Joe Biden will do what needs to be done so we can live a healthy, normal life again.
FFPAC's responsible for the content of this ad.
I think I understand what's going on here, but what are the subtleties that are important to bring up in this ad?
You know, this is not a spot that is going to go viral in a way that a Lincoln Project ad would. You know, it's essentially narrated by knowledgeable people making the argument that is familiar and that Trump has failed on the coronavirus, but doing it in a less caustic, less kind of aggressively negative way.
And just to be clear, Dustin Moskovitz, this is his super PAC. He's not making these ads. I assume he's probably not signing off on these ads. He's hiring political professionals to do that. Is there a way as a savvy consumer to sort of understand if an ad is effective or not?
That's a great question. And I think honestly, the answer is it's impossible to tell as just a regular consumer. I mean, ultimately, this is a campaign about motivating a few people in a few states, right? And if you are not one of those few people, your reaction might be very different than the target audience. Ultimately, you know, what the ads that you see, who they're targeted to is all that matters.
This is fascinating stuff. I could talk about it longer, but we have to go. Teddy, thank you for breaking this story down. To read Teddy's entire story, which you should do, go to recode.net.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.